This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Keyshawn, before we even get into anything, just happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
All right, so I'm watching yesterday's game, and to me, watching the Bucs, it's kind of frustrating. There's not much of a run game. They're depending a lot on Tom. And I started to think, okay, I can almost predict the AFC Championship game. It's the Steelers against the Chiefs. Now, anything could happen, but those are the two best teams. And I said, when Keyshawn comes on, I want to ask him, who are the best teams in the NFC? Who are the two best teams in the NFC?
I think it's the Rams, Saints, Seattle. I'm going to take those three.
You even more than Packers.
Yeah, Packers are too wishy-washy up and down. I just don't know if Aaron Rodgers will have a good day or a bad day. I don't know if Devontae Adams will play or not play.
I can't believe you left out the NFC East champion, Keyshawn.
The New York Giants?
No, whoever ends up being.
Well, Keyshawn's been saying it's going to be the Giants.
It's going to be the Giants. You watch. It's going to be the Giants. The Giants are going to shock everybody.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because it's been suggested in some circles. Because if the Giants finish 6-10 and win the division, they would not draft as a 6-10 team. They would be put into a playoff team, which would lose several spots in the draft. And you hear some people say, you know what, if that's don't win the division, finish 5-11, 6-10, get the better pick. I think it's ridiculous. Keyshawn, how as embarrassing as it might be to go to the playoffs at 6-10, how valuable would that be for that team to get that experience?
It's very valuable. You get all that experience. You have opportunity to learn how to play in the playoffs. You win in. You know what it's going to be like. All that. More games you play. The more games you play, the more experience you get.
Now, in watching Tampa Bay yesterday, do you think they're right? Is there something off there?
No, I just think that they ran up against a better team. I think they ran up against, you say, well, how come they didn't run the ball? Well, it's hard to run the ball. It's hard to run the ball against Aaron Donald in that front.
Right.
You know, number two, I think they were number two defense at the time. I don't know what they're up to now based on yesterday, but I think they were number two at the time. It's hard as heck to run the ball against him. I mean, and so they went with the best game plan that they thought would give them the best chance to win the game, right?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Does Brady seem like Brady to you? Is he close to when he was in his prime?
One thing what you gotta look at is Brady's always going to be Brady, okay? And Father Time has not caught up to him. I understand the narrative that's out there now. And after one game of, you know, bad play or a couple games of bad play, the first thing people start trying to figure out is Brady. Why is it that the Giants have two championship trophies against the New England Patriots sitting in their complex? It's because they had the recipe for Brady. Pass rush, Michael Strahan, Tuck, Pierre Paul. That's what they had, and that's the recipe for Brady. And anybody that knows anything about the Tom Brady factor is, if you keep him off his mark and you attack him and you get at him and make him off his spot, he's a different quarterback. And a lot of quarterbacks are that way. Peyton, Eli, you name it. Danny Dimes, they all are vulnerable to getting hit upside their head once or twice, and then they start to think about the position that they play. And Brady is no different than anybody else when it comes to that. And I think that the Rams did a good job by getting to him, causing problems, much like New Orleans did, much like Chicago Bears did. And when you start to see that, that's the effect. That's the Brady effect, where he starts to kind of, start to look at the rush a little bit, starts to pressure, throw the ball out a lot quicker and faster than what he really wanted to. That's all it is. There's nothing new.
Key, with the Jets' offense being better, 7 touchdowns in the last couple of weeks, if Sam can come back and play against the Dolphins in these 6 weeks, are there enough weapons there for him at least to play better than we saw and at least give the Jets a chance that if they do have to trade him, get something better?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't played with his guys all year long, so let's see what he is when he's playing with these guys, right? That's what we want to see. We want to see what type of quarterback is Sam Darnold when he's playing with the guys that's out there now. And he hasn't had a chance to do that. So let's judge him based on that. Let's start to judge him based on the guys that he'll be playing.
It'll be interesting. I hope that he does play. We had him on yesterday, and he certainly wants to, but we'll see if his shoulder allows him to do that. Keyshawn, we thank you as always. And tomorrow, 6 to 9, right here on 98.7,
yep.
Your morning show. So thanks for coming on.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you guys, too.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.